Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Let's see, we got Nernie here, our fine engineer. Road Dog not here, but Dan Matthews in the house. Be producing the show. He's already been hard at work. Matt Lear still hanging around. His son's a wide receiver now, Youth Football League. Congrats, Lear. He's going to love it. Hope your quarterback can get him the ball. Should be a busy day here on the show. Glad you're with us. We are sponsored by Wellstar Health System, not just health care, people care. Big day on the show. We'll give you that Jake Fromm, exclusive Jake Fromm interview on the Bulldog Roundtable coming up at 10:35. By the way, you can listen to the entire interview on my podcast, Buck's Beat, that also drops this morning. Look, on a one-hour show, we can't be running these 10-minute interviews, right? So you can hear the full interview on my Buck's Beat podcast. Got an article up on Jake Fromm. You can see that at 680thefan.com. News just coming down. I believe a Woj bomb just dropped. Looks like the Hawks and John Collins have agreed on a five-year, $125 million contract, which is good news. After Trey and Collins signed, my goodness, are we going to have any money left? Might be 2-on-5 this season. Just joking, obviously. Nernie, let's get to work, man. I got the big take ready.
Bucks Big Take.
All right, the first practice for the Georgia Bulldogs is Friday. And you know what? I'm already sick and tired of the negative press surrounding the Georgia Bulldogs as it relates to college football. And this Georgia team, by the way, this Georgia team. Now, I heard some of this negativity right here on The Fan yesterday. One of our guys was going on and on about how the Bulldogs have the same number of college football playoff appearances as Oregon, Michigan State, Florida State, and the Washington Huskies, who all have one appearance in the college football playoffs. And, you know, apparently our host had failed to recognize that Georgia, they're competing in the SEC, where Alabama is on an all-time great run under Nick Saban. The road is rugged in the SEC. So do you believe the Ducks, the Spartans, the Seminoles, or the Huskies would have even made it once to the playoffs if they were playing in the SEC? I know the answer. No. They wouldn't have made it once to the college football playoffs. If Georgia was in the Pac-12, how many times would they have made the college football playoffs by now? I'm thinking three or four. And I continue to hear that, oh, Georgia, they hadn't won the championship in 40 years. While that is true, let me be clear. That has absolutely nothing, zero, to do with this Georgia team and this season. Kirby's Bulldogs have been knocking on the natty door the last 4 years, and this team appears to have the talent and the skill to knock that natty door down in 21. So please, stop with the negative, negative, negative. Guess if you're a tech man, Nerns, you might fall into that trap, right? I mean, my goodness. How many times would Washington or Oregon have made, Dan Matthews, how many times would those teams have made the college football playoffs if they were playing in the SEC?
I would probably go with zero.
Thank you. Thank you. Now let's chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, we got a pair of tickets to the Braves Nationals game. We want to give away right now on the Buck Belue Show. to the Nationals game on August the 8th. Two tickets. We'll take the third caller, 404-231-1680. Hang around for a while if you want to talk on the air. All right, the Braves. How about it last night, man? It looked pretty good out in St. Louis. Max Fried, 6 shutout innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. Max Fried is going to be one of the keys to this resurgence with the new Braves. You're going to see the rest of the season. Looked great last night. How about the bats? 6 runs, 10 hits. I'll take that every time out. They jumped on John Lester in the top of the first inning. Soler with a 2-run bomb. Swanson with an RBI single. Jock Peterson with an RBI single. It was 4-0 at the end of one inning. Freeman with a home run in the second. We took a 6-0 lead on these bums. And I tell you, you look at the damage. St. Louis is really sort of in the same spot the new Braves are in, and that is trying to chase down one of these postseason spots because the fan base is demanding it. And you look, Goldschmidt and Arenado last night, 0-for-8, a combined 0-for-8 in the game. That is a good way to shut down this Cardinals team. And tonight, game 2, you'll hear it right here on 680 The Fan. An 8 o'clock start tonight. It's going to be Smiley taking on Jay Happ. And we are looking to do something we have not done lately, and that is win back-to-back baseball games. I mean, I can't remember the last time the Braves put consecutive W's in the win column. It's been a minute. And I'm looking forward to seeing that come to an end. Because we got some things to get done here in the coming weeks. And that is get back to 500. Finally win when we get back to 500. We've had about 8 opportunities this season. Win and actually wake up with a winning record for the first time all season. Pass the Phillies. Run down the Mets. And get us back to the postseason. The new Braves, I believe, are capable of doing that. So, there you go. The Bravos, man. Looking pretty good last night. You had Snit trot out his new left-handed pitching lineup. And that looked pretty good, too. Albies leading off. This Ozzie Albies, my goodness. All-star second baseman. And he could hit effectively any spot in the lineup. Sort of like Lear's son. Playing travel baseball. You could hit him leadoff. You could hit him second. You could hit him third. You could hit this guy cleanup. You could hit him fifth, sixth, seventh. Now, I don't know why you'd put him that far down in the line, the batting order, but my goodness, Ozzie Albies up top, I sort of like that with Acuna Jr. out. By the way, I've been wearing the necklace around a little bit. The Acuna gold chain. Nerny, that thing's looking good. I got people giving me the double take, like, look at this guy wearing the gold chain.
Well, now, hold on a second. How did you come across this? Because for last I heard was that you took the boys to the game and you were too late to get the chain.
Yeah, actually, we were early for the game. We just weren't here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon where the when the other families were lined up around Truist Park to get the chain. So, look, I whined the power of radio, Nerns. So when you start whining and crying on the air, the word gets out, and the next thing you know, the problem goes away. You got to love it. I had a member of the Brave staff reach out and supply a couple of those gold chains. Now, they asked to remain anonymous so they don't get overwhelmed with phone calls and emails in the coming weeks, like when Darno has the bobblehead coming up here in a few days. You know, this person doesn't want to get overwhelmed with requests on that.
That's really nice of Derek Schiller.
Yeah, Derek's a great guy. Great guy. Love Derek Schiller. Doing an awesome job. I'm seeing him in a lot of the games. He's got some good seats. Derek, if you're ever not going to, you know, go to one of these home games, let me know. I'll take those second row seats any day of the week. Those things are looking sweet over there. You can see them in the background of the camera angle coming from center field. Mr. Schiller sitting there looking like he's in total control. So, guys, we feeling better about the Braves. Nerney, you feeling better about this team? The new Braves.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, yeah, I was one of the one of those that kind of threw their hands in the air, threw the towel in a couple weeks ago when, you know, you saw the way that we were trending and it wasn't good. The fact that we're 2.5 games back right now, the moves that AA was able to make, which I thought were all great moves.
The bargain shopping?
Yeah, he's. I mean, I might have to go ahead and eat this one because, yeah, I'm back on board.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos. These guys in those positions, it's sort of like being a host on sports talk radio. You get criticized every day of the week, regardless of what you're doing. So you got to be tough. Anthopoulos doing a nice job of bargain shopping. What do we add, 6-7 players for $10 million? And we're talking legitimate players. And that's why I'm calling them the new Braves. Here on the second half of the season, this is a completely different look. I mean, look at the outfield. We got a whole new outfield. Out there with Duvall in left, Peterson in center, Soler in right. Then when we get the lead, then we slide Peterson over to right, take Soler out of the game, and, you know, we slide in our defensive replacement, Heredia, out in center field. So the new outfield's looking really good. The batting order so much deeper. Man, it seemed like a couple of weeks ago, if the opponent could get to 7, 8, and 9 in our lineup, then if we had somebody on base, they weren't going to score. I mean, we had automatic outs at the bottom of the lineup. We don't have that anymore. This lineup is running deep, and wait until Darno's back. And I hear that's going to be very soon. That's what Ingram told us yesterday right here on the show. And then the bullpen got better, too, and it needed to get better. We needed another power arm pitching in high-leverage situations, and Richard Rodriguez appears to be that guy. So the new Braves, man, I'm feeling a lot better about things. But until we get over 500, which I'm hoping is going to happen sometime in the next homestand, I don't really expect to sweep the Cardinals. I'm hoping to win the series. But, you know, let's take some steps here. Step number one, get over 500. Wake up one day with a winning record for the first time all year. Maybe we do sweep St. Louis. That'd be awesome to see. All right, coming up next, Chris Mortensen drops in with the latest coming out of the NFL. Plus, you're going to hear from Arthur Smith, the new Falcons head coach. That's in the next segment of the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7, sponsored by Wellstar Health System. Coming up at 35 after the hour, our exclusive interview with Jake Fromm, the Bills quarterback, legendary Georgia Bulldog quarterback. He's been a tough guy to run down. Finally tracked him down earlier this week. We'll give you that interview coming up on the Bulldog Roundtable at 10:35. Right now, though, it's time to talk NFL football with our man. Our man Chris Mortensen will be calling in just a moment. Got plenty of things lined up to talk to Chris about. Mort, that is, NFL insider. Got the Hall of Fame game, I believe, coming up. Is it tomorrow? My goodness, that happened quick. Steelers and Cowboys going to knock heads in that one. And we got the Falcons training camp underway up at Flowery Branch, where we got the locker room show up there hanging out all week. I'll tell you what do you say we hear from the Falcons head coach Arthur Smith right now? I'll tell you what, I've got a hope. And the hope for me is that the new Falcons head coach is going to outsmart some of the competition. I want to see our head coach outsmart Sean Payton with the New Orleans Saints, Bruce Arians with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Matt Rhule with the Charlotte Panthers. That's what I'm looking for. Design a better game plan than those guys have. Make quicker adjustments than those coaches will make. I don't believe we've done a lot of this since Q took over. Mike Smith did some of this, I believe. But since Q took over, I don't recall seeing us out-coach anybody, really. I think Arthur Smith is capable of doing that. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. I want to see our coach outsmart the competition. Our coaching staff outsmart the competition. Let's hear from Arthur Smith. Yesterday, he appeared on the Cellini and Domino show, and he was talking about the biggest adjustment becoming a head coach.
You certainly got to learn. Again, this is just me. I mean, you got to learn how to delegate. That's why you got to hire good people and let them do their job. And we meet all the time about what we want to work on at practice, and I got full confidence. It allows me to go around so I can help coach the entire team and not just focus on one side. And then we go in there, and a lot of things done in the meeting rooms, talking to the offense, and I can go to different position groups, defensively or special teams. But you have to have a good staff, and you better learn how to delegate.
Yeah, delegation, that's huge. You can't do it all. And look, Arthur Smith's been the offensive coordinator calling plays for the Nashville Titans for a few years, and he did a really good job with that. But as you become a head coach, see, he can't sit there with the offense for the entire practice. As a head coach, he's got to go see the other position groups. He's got to go spend some time with the defense on their side of the ball. So Arthur Smith really believing in his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator and this coaching staff that he put together to be able to handle their business. So I think Arthur Smith is a little bit ahead of the game, not trying to do everything or not trying to be in complete control of the offense every single play call during practice. He's out and about looking at these other groups, and that's what he should be doing. Great to hear the Falcons' new head coach on Cellini and Domino yesterday. Thoroughly enjoyed that interview. Good job, guys. Let's get to Mort.
For the latest on the NFL, we turn to the fans' truest NFL reporter, Chris Mortensen. Presented by the Atlanta Painting Company, Atlanta's premier residential and commercial painting company. Call 1-800-PAINTING or visit AtlantaPaintingCompany.com.
Mort joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mort, great having you on during training camp as we get ready to see some preseason games here soon. What about this idea, Arthur Smith? What do you hear around the league, Mort, about Arthur Smith, the job that they expect him to do? I want to see us outcoach some of the competition.
Well, listen, nobody's talking about Arthur Smith right now around the league because they're busy with their own teams, their own organization. But last year, as people were watching the Titans play, and including tying it to the year before, they said, listen, Arthur Smith has taken something to the next level. And yes, the Titans had talent. And yes, they had an excellent offensive line, although that wasn't quite as true. They had injuries last year. And very creative, but they're going to be physical, and they're going to have big plays. And Arthur is one of those guys that can, I think he can kind of put you to sleep in terms of you underestimate, everybody's looking for that charismatic guy. Well, Arthur's a worker, and he's been a worker all his life. I mean, despite being born into what some people would say into privilege, he's never leaned on that. And I just heard you talking about him being a walk around head coach. Well, listen, picking a staff was important to him, as it should be. And there is a lot of confidence in Dave Ragone on the offensive side. Now, Dean Pease doesn't need a lot of help, but it's important on the defensive side. I'm not saying Dave needs help on the offensive side, but it's important that players see the head coach in the weight room occasionally, obviously watching all sides so that they know they're accountable not just to their teammates or their assistant coaches, position coaches, or their coordinators, but the head coach has an eye on them too.
Mort, Finn, we've got our early morning show, the locker room, up at Falcons camp since they've been started, and the word is that they're seeing Matt Ryan get a lot of work in with the first-round pick, Kyle Pitts. Totally involved in the scheme already. They're moving him all over the field, Matt Ryan's getting reps and building chemistry with this guy. And this is another reason I feel good about Pitts being heavily involved this year is Arthur Smith and his design of the offense. It looks like they're doing everything they can to get him comfortable here in the preseason.
Well, I think that, we heard leading up to the draft is you know, and of course a lot of teams felt this way about Kyle Pitts, is that, boy, the things you can do with that guy. I mean, yes, he's a tight end, but he's a tall wide receiver too. And I know that Pitts opened some eyes yesterday. But, you know, like you think you talk about Matt Ryan. I mean, think about what he was with Tony Gonzalez. And, you know, Kyle Pitts is, you know, we can't say he's Tony Gonzalez, but, you know, Tony Gonzalez wasn't this big physical tight end. He was a former basketball player. And Pitts in time will put some weight on. But you know, what's the one indefensible pass? Back of the end zone, right? You put him getting in the back of the end zone, you can't defend behind the end zone. And I think Matt Ryan's going to work very hard at having that, you know, being on the same page with Kyle Pitts, because they have good receivers. And a guy like Kyle Pitts, you know, when we see him, I think when a lot of teams saw him, they said, boy, that's a guy who, if he stays healthy one day, we're going to be talking about for decades.
Mort, how do you think the Saints quarterback competition is going? Do you think it's going to be Winston? Is it going to be Taysom Hill? Is it going to be both? What do you think is going to happen with the Saints?
Well, I believe, based off what I've heard, that it will be Winston. But you know, it's they've got to have a fair, open competition. You know, what you certainly hear on. You know, Taysom Hill. And the other thing is that with the injuries they've had, and of course that includes wide receiver Michael Thomas, Taysom Hill's value in being that joker utility player, as he has been, you know, may be too much value, since it's, you know, if it's close between the two of them. And, you know, Winston is a guy who can get the ball downfield. And I think that Sean Payton likes that idea. And I think early on in camp here, I think Winston was showing, as Taysom Hill was throwing more checkdowns, more 6-7, 8-yard passes, Winston was hitting the big plays. Now, that's kind of motivated Taysom Hill to throw the ball downfield more, and he's certainly capable of it. He's got enough arm. But, you know, I just feel like this is headed Winston's way, unless he just totally bombs. We're anxious to see him in preseason. You know, people talk about preseason games, let's get them over with. Well, there's some preseason games that should catch our attention. And I think the Saints are one of them with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill.
Mort, are the Panthers interested in getting Deshaun Watson in Charlotte?
I know we know that the owner, Dave Tepper, has interest. You know, my understanding like a week or two ago is that they had kind of moved on with Sam Darnold. In other words, they moved on off Deshaun Watson. But listen, Sam Darnold, he's got to be good, you know, almost every day in practice, or else, because the owner is watching practice, or else, you know, they're gonna persist and get back to Deshaun Watson at some point. Now, Darnold had a good he was practicing quite well this morning for the Panthers, and I think he understands that. But you know, Watson, I think the problem on the Watson thing, and so I will say, yes, I think the Panthers, especially the owner, is going to monitor how well Darnold is doing and the Watson situation. In Houston, I think the sense around the league from the teams that are interested in Watson is that their GM, Nick Caserio, feels handcuffed, because clearly Watson's fate or whatever is going on with the sexual assault allegations may not get resolved this year. So to make a trade and get value for him, and you have to, and teams that want him may want some conditions attached, and Nick Caserio is just kind of paralyzed by the whole process of trying to execute this trade. And so things seem to be on ice, but we know that they've had talks with people certainly leading up to training camp.
Mort, it's been a tough week on the Colts. They lose their quarterback, Wentz. Then Quentin Nelson, the all-pro offensive guard, goes down with the same injury. So Jacob Eason now looks like he's got a shot to be the Colts quarterback. Or do you expect them to make a trade, bring in a Nick Foles?
I expect Carson Wentz to be out there week one.
Oh, wow. Breaking news right here.
No, I didn't report it, but I have said, listen, I think internally This is not a Liz Frank injury, guys. This is where, like they, and Frank Reich, the head coach, he's transparent. They're telling you the truth. No, it's on the fifth metatarsal. It's a little bone that, you know, from an old injury that you kind of chipped off, you know, like a floating fragment. So you go in there, remove the fragment. Then the recovery, it's a complete rest for 2 weeks, and it's for both guys. And then it's a kind of a pain tolerance issue. I mean, Quentin Nelson, who's much heavier than Wentz, posted last night, you know, it's his third surgery in the off season, and he's going to be out there week one. So I think the same feeling about Wentz. Wentz has a high pain threshold. Even the Eagles, who traded him away, will tell you behind the scenes, he has a high pain threshold. And so I think that there's a hope that he'll be out there week one. At the same time, you know, if the pain is so bad that you're compensating and you may get something else injured, not unlike Dak Prescott, maybe compensating with that ankle and injuring his shoulder, then it could be different. Jacob Eason does have to prove to them that he's ready to play, or else they would get a veteran. But we're not talking about Nick Foles, okay? Unless Carson Wentz, all of a sudden something weird happens and it's another injury that because of this. But we're not talking about Nick Foles. We're not talking about Marcus Mariota or any of the quarterbacks that people have been, Jimmy Garoppolo, name a guy. I mean, and Phillip Rivers is not, by the way, I had communication with Phillip last week. He's having a blast coaching St. Matthew Catholic High School down in Fairhope, Alabama, near Mobile. And, after October, when their high school season is over, you know, if somebody needs a quarterback, Phillip's going to be available. But that's just not the Colts. And as I said, the expectation really is more optimistic. I think they just don't want to put pressure on Wentz to say, you got to come back. But that is the way Wentz is wired. I'm coming back sooner than later. In fact, the Eagles used to have to hold him back.
NFL insider Chris Mortensen joins the Buck Belue Show every Wednesday here on The Fan. Boy, the Rams had a scare with Matthew Stafford's thumb, right? I mean, didn't the quarterback they just cut loose last year had the same issue, that thumb? Boy, they caught a break with this, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think Peter King in his column on Monday jinxed Stafford because, you know, they were talking about those new padded helmets you see that the team they're using.
Yeah.
Pull them over. And one of the things McVay said, what's great about it is I like the fact that my quarterback won't be banging his thumb on a helmet. Well, they weren't using them when Matthew hit his thumb, and it's the same thumb, obviously. And I imagine you probably popped a few helmets in your playing time.
Man, I was obsessed with that taking place. You know, I was very careful with the thumb. You can't grip the ball, man. You can't play.
No, you can't. And so McVay actually talked about that in Peter's column. And then next thing you know, Matthew's banging his thumb on a helmet when they weren't wearing those extra padding. But first play yesterday in practice, when they didn't think he was going to practice, was a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, and they're expecting big things out of Matt, no doubt about it. You got to be careful of the brawls, too, Mort. I mean, you're liable to find yourself on the bottom of the pile like the Giants. Coach Judge, a little angry with all that.
Listen, covering the league, I can't tell you how many brawls I've seen. When it's the full team brawl, that's always unique. But it's very unique when your quarterback actually jumps in there and ends up getting pulled out of the bottom of the pile by an offensive lineman. But Daniel Jones... Yeah, Frank, Coach Judge wasn't happy. Stopped practice. They ran wind sprints. That is the old-time training camps that I used to cover, by the way. So fighting, but this one was unique because I think Daniel Jones, by voluntarily going in there and mixing it up with his players, while maybe not smart, it certainly won some points with him and his teammates.
More great stuff as always. We appreciate being part of the show. We'll look forward to talking with you next week, man.
Same thing here, Buck. Thanks a lot.
Chris Mortensen, all over the NFL for us here on The Fan. What do you say before we bring on the Jake Fromm interview, let's bounce around college football, hit some nuggets.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Love is in the air, at least over on the plains. Did you see this? Auburn quarterback Bo Nix is now officially engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Izzy Smoke, an Auburn cheerleader. I saw the name Izzy Smoke. I had to pull it up and take a look here. Auburn cheerleader. So Bo Nix, what a great couple of weeks he's had, right? He's engaged. He's going to marry his longtime girlfriend, Auburn cheerleader. And he signed that big-time deal with Milo's Tea, that endorsement deal.
Even more, too, Bojangles coming his way now.
Yes, Bo time. Yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks for Bo Nix. Now he's got to sit in that meeting room with Mike Bobo and get coached up a little bit. Tennessee Volunteers open their preseason camp today. So the quarterback competition is totally getting underway in Knoxville. You got Milton coming in from Michigan. He came in after they saw what was going on during spring football practice, Heupel. Bailey, Hooker, Maurer. You got four quarterbacks that are going to try to get reps as they get their practice started. Reading the tea leaves, though, it looks like Milton's going to be the guy. Heupel recruited him when he was at UCF. Big, mobile quarterback. I think that's probably what Heupel perceives his quarterback should be. Just watching them play in his scheme. Harrison Bailey, not really known as a mobile guy, the Marietta kid. Keep an eye on this one. All right, so the Big 12 and Pac-12, they're going to form a partnership. The Athletic reporting this. They're going to merge the conferences they're considering. Wow, keep an eye on that one. And then how about this with Texas and Oklahoma, the loss and how hard it hits the Big 12. The Big 12 TV revenue without Texas and Oklahoma in it will be cut in half. They're basically rounding off the numbers. They're going to go from $250 million to $125 million. 50 cents on the dollar. Talk about an impact. Wow, that hurts. And there are your college football nuggets. All right, so we've been teasing for a couple of days this week the exclusive interview we're able to secure with Bills quarterback Jake Fromm. So I've been anxious to share that with you, our listening audience, because, look, Fromm's been a hard guy to get. We've been tracking Jake Fromm for it seems like a couple of years now, trying to get him on 680 The Fan. Finally, we succeeded. Thanks, Matt Edgar. We appreciate it very much. So on the Bulldog Roundtable today, let's hear from Georgia legend Jake Fromm.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15, 10, 5. Get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
I know you must be excited. It's go time. Time to show the Bills what you've got. Do you anticipate in getting a good look at camp and getting a shot in these preseason games coming up?
Yeah, super excited about the preseason games coming up. You know, just ready to get back on the field and feel like a real football player again. It's been a long time since I've been on the field, and just excited to get on it and just show what I'm about and what we're capable of.
Jake, what are you specifically looking to show off in training camp? Is it your comfort executing the scheme? Is it showing off the arm a little bit, showing them that's good enough to get it done? What are some of the things you're looking to prove?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. It's just, I say the biggest thing would just be the execution of the offense, you know, and just going out and playing the play, competing balls, taking shots when they're there, and making plays, you know, when they're given to us. But just go out and execute, play football, and have some fun.
How is that pro life treating you? Is it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's a dream come true for sure. Like I said before, just super blessed to be in the Bills organization. And, man, it's great, really is. We got a great group of guys up here. We got an awesome camaraderie throughout the locker room. And honestly, just super blessed and thankful to be here.
Jake, any regrets leaving early?
No, absolutely. I mean, do you miss it? Absolutely. But no regrets. I mean, I'm where I'm supposed to be. This is the plan God had for me, and I'm happy to have my feet here. But obviously, to all the folks and all the people back home, obviously you're going to miss it a little bit, and so you're going to miss, you know, playing on Saturdays in front of 92,000. But and I'm happy to be here. I couldn't ask for anything more. This is a dream come true. Ever since I was a kid, and I'm super happy to be here.
You know, taking you back a few years, I believe you were made a verbal commitment to Alabama, isn't that right? And then Kirby came in and said, "Jay, come be my quarterback at Georgia." I'm just guessing that the dream was to be the Bulldog quarterback all along.
Yeah. Growing up in Georgia, for sure. That's where I always wanted to end up. I didn't have the opportunity until Coach Smart, you know, obviously got the job there. And that was always the goal. I mean, honestly, my life has been a living dream so far. I always wanted to play quarterback for the Dogs and be an NFL quarterback. And right now I'm doing both, or I've done one and doing the other. So I'm just super blessed. I have an unbelievable family, unbelievable support group, unbelievable wife. And I'm just here trying to make the best of this opportunity. And just honestly, just super excited to be here.
Boy, that was a pretty good quarterback room over in Athens. Eason now with the Colts. You got Fields with the Bears. What were those competitions like at Georgia?
Yeah, man, they were fun. They were action packed. They definitely both those guys are unbelievable competitors, unbelievable guys, and obviously great football players. And they definitely got the best out of me every single day. And wish those guys nothing but the best. And
you played so well in that national championship game. Does it, the fact that you lost, does it haunt you a little bit?
I would say the only thing that would haunt me, I'm not going to say it sits here and haunts me, but, you know, when you are a freshman, 19 years old, and playing a national championship game, you just think that, wow, this is awesome. You know, I can't wait to be back here next year. And you just don't realize just how tough of a game that was, how tough of a season that was, and how tough it is to get back there. And maybe taking for granted a little bit of the opportunity. And man, it's really tough to get back, and you got to have a special once in a lifetime team. And we did. And I just, you know, I would say back to my younger self, hey, don't take this for granted and enjoy the moment.
All right. Great to have Fromm on. Obviously with a 1 hour show, we can't be playing a lot of 10-minute interviews. So I want to invite you to check out Bucks Beat, my podcast, where you can hear the entire interview with Jake Fromm. Bucks Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. If you've got an interest in a Lake Lanier property or a home up 400, Mickey's your guy. Call 678-341-7474 or go to GetMickey.com. Click and speak with an expert. Coming up, you're going to hear from JT Daniels next on the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. It's the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, Monday through.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Friday, 10 to 11, it goes fast. And we are looking forward to our 7th annual Tailgate Golf Classic presented by Kroger. Coming up Monday, August the 30th at White Columns Country Club. We've got a lot of these college football big names coming out to join us and play in the golf tournament. It's going to be fun. And want to thank all of our sponsors, including Kroger, PGA Tour Superstore, Ace Hardware, Henri's Bakery. Believe I got that right. All the sponsors backing us up on this. For details, pricing, and registration, visit 680thefan.com. So we're going to hear from JT Daniels. Now, he's not joining us live. I mean, he's busy over there in Athens getting ready to start football practice. But JT, who I sat down with over at SEC Media Days, was asked during his little visit over there what he thought the strength of the Georgia Bulldog offense would be in 2021. What is the strength of this Bulldog offense? Here's JT.
There's a ridiculously high number of guys that you can put in the game, and they're naturally, they should be in the game. You know, you don't normally have that. You have talent that's not ready yet, or you have guys that are great mentally that maybe aren't talented enough to, you know, where it's like, that guy can be a guy. We have so many guys that are talented enough, mentally ready. They're in the game, no problems. There's no hesitation in my mind.
Yeah, so JT is saying that the versatility and the quality depth will be the strength of this Georgia offense. The versatility rings a bell with me because I'm a guy that believes in a balanced offensive approach. Why is that? Well, because you can adjust the game plan from week to week, from game to game, to best attack the opposing defense. For example, let's say you're playing this Saturday and you're facing a defense that is really does a poor job against the run game. Well, if you have a balanced offense, you can tilt the offense towards running the football that week. And then let's say the next week you're facing a defense that does a poor job of rushing the passer and a poor job of covering. Well, you can adjust your game plan and throw the football more that week. And then finally, when you play a top-rated defense, you need to be able to do both to take advantage of a top-quality defense. When they're expecting you to run, it allows you to pass. When they expect you to pass, it allows you to run. Because if you can't do both, then chances are against this top-tier defense, your offense is going to get shut down. So I know we've been talking a lot this offseason about Georgia and their scheme offensively. Will Monken, I've even said, will Kirby Smart take the handcuffs off Todd Monken and allow him to lead with the pass? And I believe that will be the case this year. There'll be games where Georgia leads with the passing game. And I still believe there'll be games they lead with the running game because of a balanced, versatile approach on the offensive side of the ball. Also, JT Daniels was telling everybody that would listen. He was asked about the first impression with Eric Gilbert, the new X-wide receiver on this Georgia team. And JT Daniels was talking about his first impression of Gilbert was that he's a supremely talented offensive weapon. And he loves football. As a matter of fact, Nerney pulled this up. Let's hear from JT Daniels talking about his first impression of Gilbert.
Eric is, there's a lot of guys that are really talented that like football. And there's a lot of guys, and there's, you know, a select few like Eric that are talented and love football. He spends hours with the receiver and tight end coach. He asked me a bunch of questions. He takes the time to learn the signals, learn what he's got to do, and really learn the game itself. And it's really impressive to see that someone that has what he has by birth, because he has a lot of people just beat by birth, and then he combines that with being a weekend worker, and he's a film watcher, and he likes to learn what he learns. You know, so he's the best of both worlds in terms of your physical and your mental game.
Man, that is good to hear right there, because I know a lot of people are wondering how the former Marietta High School star who started his career at LSU as a tight end, how he's going to perform in year number one with the Georgia Bulldogs. George Pickens is out for an extended period of time, may not play again for Georgia. So that was a big void on this offense. Who would replace Pickens? Well, Gilbert looks like he's capable of pulling that off. And I tell you, it really warms my soul, too, being a Bulldog guy, that you've got a talented player that loves the game enough to put in the work to be successful. It's going to be a quick turnaround for Gilbert. A lot to learn in a short period of time. But I think he's got a chance with that kind of attitude. Hey, when the Braves score, you score at Express Oil Change. And they won 6-1 last night, which means today you're going to get $6 off a full-service oil change today only at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Express does a great job. Go in there and get $6 off today. And I'll tell you who else is doing a great job is our crew up at Falcons Training Camp, the Locker Room Show, and 680 The Fan. We're live up there during camp. And that is brought to you by our good friends at Duffy Realty of Atlanta and attorney Ken Nugent. What do you say we get to the final word? I want to be on time today. All right, the nonsense ends tonight in St. Louis. The new Braves will take step number one and finally end this frustrating trend of win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. It's been really frustrating for the fan base, too. And this will be the first step to finally get to step number two, which is having a winning record. The Braves this season, they have not had a winning record yet. Not once have they woke up with a winning record. So very soon, I think it's going to come in this homestand coming up, Braves will have a winning record for the first time this season. All right, step number three. Pass the lousy Phillies and move into second place. That could happen tonight. Step number four, chase down the lousy, stinking Mets. We're only 2.5 games back this morning. It's officially time for the new Braves to start climbing the steps, and the climb starts tonight. And that's the final word. Hope you enjoyed the Buck Belue Show today. Remember, you can catch that Jake Fromm entire interview, the premium content. You get that for free. Bucks Beat, you can find it wherever it is you get your podcast. It's going to do it for the show today. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 o'clock sharp. Hope you'll join us then. Got Nick and Chris coming up next here on The Fan.
Great to see you, Buck.
Thanks, Coach.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.